上个礼拜我们谈到那个沾茶善恶业报经，有没有人回去看这本经
？Last week we mentioned a sutra called "Investigating Good and Evil Karmic Obstructions." Have you studied the sutra after the talk?
还是希望等待法师跟你们做进一步的分解
？Or are you just waiting for me to give you a further explanation?
OK， 好，我们回来讲说，这次我们讲的主题主要是讲地藏菩萨的大愿法门嘛，哈，所以我们谈到了三部经，一部是沾茶三恶业报经，一部就是大圣大吉的十地藏十轮经，另外一个就是大家比较熟悉的地藏菩萨的本愿经。
Since we're talking about the Dharma Gate of Earth Door Bodhisattva Great Vows, so we mentioned three very important sutras according in accordance with this particular practice. First one is the investigation of good and evil karmic obstruction sutra, and the second one is Mahayana Great Collection of Earth Stall Ten Wheeled Sutra, and the last one is Earth Stall Bodhisattva Original Vow Sutra.
好，那我们也谈到说，地藏法门重点就是三个，就是信、愿跟行。
Now, this particular practice, the focus are in three. First is faith, second vow, and the third practice.
同时我们也谈到说，佛法里面要是我们听懂了很多的经文，但是不去实行的话，它基本上就叫佛学，而不是真正生活中可以用的佛法。
We also mention, that if you study Buddha Dharma, simply just to know the law, to understand the concept, and that is just to acquire knowledge. But if you're not using that to apply to what you learn, then it's just a sheer knowledge, had nothing to do with the real purpose of learning Buddha Dharma.
Okay, 好。其实从明朝开始，那个时候呢，净土法门非常的兴盛。那像明朝的藕益大师、莲池大师。甚至到明初的时候的印光大师、弘一大师等等，他们虽然是净土宗，但是他们都非常的推崇地藏菩萨的法门。
Within the Pure Land Great Masters, be it during the Ming Dynasty Oyi Master, and the beginning of Republican China, Hongyi Master.弘一大弘一 and these great masters of so-called Pure Land practice, they all really pay high respect on this particular practice, the Earth Stall method of practice.
还有一位就是印光大师。
Also is the another great master of Pure Land practice is Master Yin Guang during the Republic of China.Period.
那这个部分我们会在今天比较最后的部分来谈到它。甚至弘一大师还写了一篇文章，特别的应该说是叮嘱我们修净土法门的菩萨们要兼修地藏法门。
Later on, I will also mention about the fact that Master Master Hongyi actually talk about the importance of this particular practice.
我不晓得大家知不知道，我们的师公东初老人也是修地藏法门的。
I don't know if you also know that our grandmaster Master Dong Chu also practiced this method.
对，所以大家知道说地藏法门其实非常的殊胜。好，那我们再回来谈谈上次在那个沾茶三恶业报经哈。为什么这个经会被就是会是那个佛为什么会谈到这部经？重点就是因为谈到说，这个有一个菩萨叫坚净性菩萨，他就请问佛，他说佛啊，在这个末法时期，就是佛在的时候是正法嘛，然后相法，末法时期的时候，众生，他说，纵使像现在佛在的时候，其实众生的善根就越来越少了。他说，这样以后相法时期、末法时期的时候。众生善根非常的少，而且信心不坚固的时候，容易退失道心的时候，怎么样让众生能够远离这些愚痴，而能够除障碍，增长这些善根？所以这样的话， 佛在谈到所谓的战策，沾茶善恶业宝经。
Let's talk about the origin of this particular sutra, the sutra of investigating good and evil karmic obstruction. It came from this great bodhisattva by the name of Jian Jingxing. During the Buddha time, he asked the Buddha, saying that even in this time that you dwell in this world, we call that Dharma ending age. That means that people didn't have very good virtuous roots, and they did not have very strong faith in Buddhism. So their faith is either improving or disapproving simultaneously. So at this point, many of the sentient beings will suffer a lot of obstacles and doubts. So how do we help these beings to increase their faith and to reduce their vexations and obstacles? And this is because of this, Buddha expound this particular sutra.
所以那个佛也说，这个沾茶善恶业报经也称为所谓的根据法门，就是我们的六根六尘六识加上所谓的根本无明，我们俱生无明，这合在一起，那这样子我们像我们这样看起来大家都没有什么信心，所以为了要让我们的信心坚固，所以我们需要来学习这个地藏法门。一般现在的人对佛法说我有信心，我有信心，其实这只是一种心乐心，心喜欢的心，那个心心向的心乐心，并不是真正的信心啊。
In this particular sutra, the Buddha mentioned the method of the Dharma gate is also called the root collection.Of Dharma gate. What do you mean the root collection? Is the root of six sense organs, six sense dust, and six sense, sense consciousness. So together of that, in addition to the original ignorance, put this all together, the Buddha talks about how people could increase their faith and strengthen their faith. So that is also called this sutra the root collection of Dharma gate. So mentioned when we talk about faith, ordinary Buddhists thought they have strong faith, but their faith is really associated with they like something. They like something, therefore they have faith in this particular things that they like. So in that sense, it's really not true faith here, what we're talking about.
所以在这个华严经跟大圣起信论里面谈到什么东西叫做信心？信心就是你觉知你的恶念起的时候，能够停止下一个念头，让下一个念头不起，这样子叫做信心。有信心的，要是你真的有信心，我们知道修行要52个阶位啊。真正有实信心的时候呢，你已经进到初地的时候，其实单单这个实信心，就能够让你视线显神通，可以在100个世界里面去视线成佛。其实现在我们都没有这样的能力，表示我们对佛法都不是真正的深信，而只是一个心乐心而已。所以我们需要地藏菩萨的加持力。
According to the Avatamsaka Sutra and the great Mahayana Arising Faith Shastra, it mentioned about what faith is. According to that, faith means when someone is able to notice their previous thoughts arising is not good and be able to, at the next thought, stop that previous evil thoughts arising.If someone has that ability, we call that someone has true faith. Now, if someone really has this true faith, they actually has cultivated to the point that had reached to the first dwelling position. In this time, if someone can achieve to that state, they are able to simultaneously go into 100 different world of Buddhas and transform themselves simultaneously in 100 Buddha land. So compared to that, when we say we have faith, we really are talking about the faith of these things that we like, therefore we have faith in that. So it's not really the true faith according to Avatamsaka Sutra.
我要问的，请问你，你有这样的神通吗？其实我们都还信心不够哈，我们的信心都是进进退退，进进退退，今天相信明天退。我要讲一个，先跟大家讲一个故事哈。OK， 你先translate 哈。
So based on that, let me ask you: do you have that supernatural power? Can instantaneously at the same time transform yourself into 100 Buddha land? We don't have that, right? So that demonstrates to us that we don't have the so-called true faith. So that means we need to really practice hard, cultivating really accordingly to what the Earth of Bodhisattva show us in these three different sutras.
上个月份我们在纽泽西办了一场三昧水忏。那我们有一个菩萨呢，他当天是功德主，所以他必须陪着法师啊到两个功德堂哦去礼拜嘛。那我看他拜下去的时候，站起来这个脸，整个脸是苍白的。那我是接一下，我就跑去关怀他。在这个整个过程，我关怀他三次，你就知道那个状况是很有点危险。我就关怀他说：“你不要太勉强，你就只要站着合掌问讯就可以。”他说：“不是，法师，我一定要拜，我一定要拜。”
Let me share with you a story that happened last week. Last month, we held a very special repentance ceremony in New Jersey chapter. And at one point, the main donors, representative of the donors, had to go to a booth to really do prostration. And at that point, her face turned completely white. At that point, I felt that I need to really take care of her. So I told her, don't force yourself. You don't really have to do this kind of very vigorous kind of prostration. And she said, no, I had to.
所以整个法会呢，到下午大概五点多结束之后呢，终于结束之后，我看他也喘一口气，我就问他说：“你还好吗？”他说：“老师 ，OK。”那我就问他了：“为什么你会今天用这样的精进的态度在做这样的，在整个法会过程？”后来他跟我说：“法师，你知道我有一个朋友身上是有 cancer 的。好，那我今天其实也代替他来参加这个法会，因为三昧水忏是忏悔法门嘛。他说我来拜这样的一个忏悔法门，他其实他拜得非常的欢喜。”
So after this whole ceremony was finished, I went to her and asked how she was doing. She said, "Oh, I was fine." And she told me she came to participate in this special repentance ceremony was actually for a friend of hers. This friend has cancer. Therefore, she wanted to do something for this friend of hers. But for herself, she's actually okay. She's actually full of Dharma joy going through the whole process.
就在我忘了是一个还两个礼拜前，这个菩萨给法师写了一个 email， 他说法师真不可思议，那个菩萨身上有四颗通通不见了，听懂吗？
About 1 or 2 weeks ago, this practitioner sent me an email, and in the email, she said, "It's really unbelievable. The friend of mine, the four areas of cancer disappeared."
所以当下你有什么感想 ？Amazing 啊，佛法真是不可思议啊
！What did you feel when you hear this?It's really amazing.
只要你深信佛法用，它真的就有用。所以这个就是我们的信心，我们会觉得说怎么可能呢？对不起，你就打了一个问号了，对吗？ 那个就是我们的信心不足，进进退退，进进退退，要深信佛法。佛，我们讲说佛说佛不说狂语嘛，不说妄语，是真实语，所以对佛法要有深信心。同样的也是一样，我们在学佛过程当中，刚开始学佛的时候，就是信心不足，进进退退，进进退退，所以我们需要佛菩萨的加持。
Showing this example to you is really demonstrating what is the really use for Buddha Dhamma if you really have deep faith in it. And it really works. So if you really then have another question about this and you say, is it really true? Then that shows that your faith is not strong enough, therefore you need to practice further to acquire a deeper faith in Buddha Dhamma.
Okay, 我们希望佛菩萨能够加持我们的信心。
And because of that, we are relying on the power of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to help us gain faith and help us move forward in our practice.
好，我们一般都认为地藏法门是为了度亡嘛，是吗？以前我们都认为地藏法门是为了度亡，可是上一次我们谈到《旃茶三个叶包经》，它是为了超度谁？超度生者。所以他告诉我们有十个法门，我不晓得大家还记得吗？
Last time we mentioned the point that when people hear this particular sutra, the Earth Stall Bodhisattvas, they always associate with people who are diseased. In other words, this is a method to really help the people who have already deceased. Actually, we mentioned this particular practice is also benefit to the livings. And in that, we also mentioned about the 10 steps, how to practice this particular method. Do you still remember that?
Okay, 我们知道普贤菩萨有十大愿，对吗？十大愿，我想你们都会背。那我们 compare to 这个地藏菩萨的法门的时候，其实上有相似的哈。我们上次谈到所谓礼敬十方的佛法僧三宝，对吗？除了礼敬佛法僧三宝之外，也要礼敬地藏菩萨。
Compared to the Samantabhadra's 10 great vows, it is very similar to this Earth Stall Bodhisattva's method of practice. First one is to pay respect to Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha of the three jewels in the 10 directions.
还有要礼敬地藏菩萨。
We also have to pay respect to the Earth Stall Bodhisattva.
第二个就是广修供养，供养十方的一切佛法僧三宝，还有要供养地藏菩萨。
The second is to make offerings, to cultivate making offerings to all Buddhas, Dhamma, Sangha, and the Earth Stall Bodhisattva in the 10 directions.
第三个是称颂地藏菩萨摩诃萨的佛名。
The third is to recite the name of Earth Stall Bodhisattva Mahasattva.
就是我上次有谈到称颂一千遍，对吗？好，有菩萨问法师，一千遍是一生吗？说不是，每一次是一千遍之后要发个愿，愿地藏菩萨呢能够护念我跟一切众生，让我们增长，消除我们的业障，增长我们的信心，这是发愿。
How many times when we practice each time we need to recite 1,000 times, and after that we need to transfer merits and hoping that it will diminish our karmic obstructions and increase our faith in Buddha Dhamma.
另外就是要忏悔业障，有告诉大家说要礼敬过去的七佛，还有53佛，对吗？那时候呢，之后呢，我们要忏悔我们过去生所做的一切业障，包括12、4众、5逆、颠倒等等等等。甚至是不具善根的一禅提罪。
Next is to cultivating repentance, repent your karmic obstructions, and by reciting the names of the 7 past Buddhas and the 53 Buddhas' names, also repent all sorts of evil deeds that you have committed in this and past lifetimes, and to the point that you also repent the karmic obstructions that will make you become this so-called Ichantika. Ichantika is a particular Sanskrit word describing a particular type of being.
好，再来就是要请佛住世，再来就是请转法轮，然后是随喜功德。
Then is to request Buddha dwell in the world. The next is to request Buddha turning the wheel, Dharma wheel. And the eighth is to rejoice merits of others.
还有再来就是发愿回向，然后有一个叫恒顺众生，我们一直没有提到，对吗？
And then make vows and transfer merits, and also to be harmonized with all beings.
恒顺众生这个法门呢，等一下我们会详细来谈它。另外，我们也谈到，就生活当中要注意所谓的十善十恶。我们上次谈过，知道吗？我所谓的十善十恶，大家应该知道，身三口四意三，这个十善十恶是非常重要的，我们的造的业的非常重要的部分。
Last one is cultivating with all beings. This one we will mention later on. This the last part is also to cultivate this particular method in the daily life by governing your behavior so that you will not commit this 10 unwholesome deeds and cultivating 10 virtuous deeds.
所以这个十善十恶就是下面这个经典《大圣大吉利藏十轮经》谈到它，谈到这个十善十恶怎么样来处理。
Well, the 10 unwholesome deeds and 10 virtuous deeds, how do we cultivate that? How do we avoid committing this kind of unwholesome deeds? This will be mentioned in the next sutra, which is the Great Mahayana, Great Collection of Earth Stall 10 Wheel Sutra.
好，这部经我们把它简称所谓的十轮经。好，十轮经。那十轮经呢，要看这个十轮经重点有一个，实际上它应该就是第二度被翻译的。刚开始的时候是在隋朝的时候被翻译，那后来玄奘大师从印度回来之后，大概第16年的时候才开始翻这部经。这经翻出来之后，我们要看这部经重点一个是一定要有一个忏悔心，忏悔心。
This particular sutra has a shorter name. It's just called Ten Wheel Sutra.It is collected in the Tripitaka in the chapter 13. There are two times of translation of this particular sutra. The first time happened in the Sui Dynasty. We don't know who actually did that translation. The second time happened, it was translated by Great Master Xuanzang. When he came back from India, after 16 years after he came back from India, he translated the sutra.
我们想想看，我们现在生长在这个无佛的时代啊，哈，无佛的时代，释迦牟尼佛在的时候你不在，然后呢，你也不在极乐世界，也不在药师佛的世界，然后呢，也不在兜率天。你看，我们生长在这个娑婆世界，这一定就是我们业报嘛，对不对？真的，这个我们就是必须要忏悔了。
The key point is sutra.Is to actually teach us how to arising this repentance and how to repine this mind of repentance. In the sutra, there's a chapter called the chapter of repentance. It mentioned that we have actually committed numerous karmic obstructions in our present and past lifetimes. Therefore, we didn't born.In the world when Shakyamuni Buddha was in the world, or we didn't reborn to the Pure Land Amitabha's world, or even the Medicine Buddha's world. In other words, we are born in the Saha world. That itself shows us that Because we have heavy karmic obstructions, heavy karmas, that's why we were born in this world.
好，第二个重点，在这部经典赞叹是佛赞叹地藏菩萨的一些功德，然后呢，啊，地藏菩萨赞叹佛的一些功德。这个中间在赞叹的这个过程当中呢，主要就是让我们看到我们所谓的十二，就是我们的身三口四意三的这个造成的十二。让我们看到这个十二之后呢，告诉我们怎么样来行所谓的十善。
Second point in the sutra mentioned, it illustrates that Buddha praised the great merits of Earth-Star Bodhisattva, and in return, Earth-Star Bodhisattva also praised great merits of the Buddha. In by doing that, in the this part of the sutra mentioned what is so-called 10 unwholesome deeds, and also by mentioning that, it also shows us how to cultivating 10 virtuous deeds.
我们所以会生在这个六道娑婆世界轮回，重点就是因为我们有业嘛，是吗？这个业怎么来？业就是我们所有的一切活动，英文叫 activity， 就是所有的活动。我们过去生所有造的一些业，当然这个业有善业跟恶业了。善业的话，在这个经里面称为所谓的善轮，那恶业称为所谓的恶轮，就是这个十轮经的那个轮字。
So, the reason we are born in the Saha world, it is because of karma, because of our karma. And the word karma actually means activities, actions. And actions defined in two aspects. One is virtuous actions, and the other is unwholesome actions. So, it is like we are really committing these kind of these two types of actions, like a wheel turning us, continue rebirth and born and dying and rebirth again, like a wheel turning continuously, reborn in the Saha world.
好，十轮呢？这个十轮是这个轮哈，十轮轮就是它不断的旋转嘛，哈，不断的转动。所以包括你的善业也会不断的转动，恶业也会不断的转动，它是没办法停止的。什么时候才能够停止？当你的心的念头停止的时候才能够停止。可是众生呢，这个六根攀缘六识，时时分分秒秒刹那刹那之间都在造作非常多的业，所以这个轮是没有办法停止的。哎，这个就是在这部经这个经里面特别谈到它的。
Also using the word will to describe karma, the movement of the karma, it's like the wheel is turning that you cannot stop. It's continue turning and turning and turning. When does the wheel will stop? It is when you arising a new idea, new thought. But as long as you continue committing the same type of actions, it's like the wheel keep turning and turning will not stop.
这个十轮有就近 到初步，刚开始的时候你的善业可能小小的，可是不断的旋转之后呢，这个善业不断的增长，到最后呢，你可以达到佛的十轮，就是佛的一切，就是佛的智慧。同样的，这个恶业也有初步跟不断的旋转，刚开始可能就是小恶，可是你小恶不断的造作之后，达到所谓的五逆十恶的时候，那就是一个非常大的业报了，对吗？是。所以不管是善轮或业恶轮都会不断的流转，不断的旋转，就是重点就是我们希望我们在修行当中佛菩萨加持，让我们更精进修行之后，到达到佛的所谓的智慧的这个阶段之后，到我们的心念头停止的时候，这个时候我们达到佛的智慧了，就整个毕竟能够成佛。
I'd like to correct my translation. When do we stop the karma? It's when the mindthe thought or the mind thought stop. It's not the new thought. It's the mind thought stops. So there are two types of karma. One is unwholesome or evil. The other is wholesome, right? So it also has this intensity built into it. In the beginning, when you commit a small unwholesome deeds, And if you continue building on that, this unwholesome karma, then they become greater and greater and greater. Same thing to the wholesome deeds. When you commit, in the beginning, commit a small wholesome deeds, and you continue build on that and become bigger and bigger and bigger until to the point you reach Buddhahood.
所以学这个十轮经呢、啊，重点就是让我们自己要远离三恶道，最后能够毕竟成佛。
So the whole aim, that mentioned in the sutra is for us to away from committing more and more of these unwholesome deeds, and teach us to commit more and more the virtuous deeds to the point we reach Buddhahood.
好，那我们来开始讲这个十轮经哈。十轮经啊，他讲的讲。在这个法会应有当初的时候呢，实际上是、佛菩萨一些凡夫生呢，那时候佛在讲一部经叫做《月藏经》。这《月藏经》刚讲完的时候呢，地藏菩萨就刚好来了，他就来了，带着一批的大菩萨来了。当这一批大菩萨跟 地藏菩萨来的时候呢，整个那个世界、哦、非常非常的不一样。经典描述他说，他只有大的香云云哦，还有呢雨，还有花。这样的非常多的花，而且呢，法界呢，一切的各种声音出现，各种声音，树的声音、花的声音，各种声音都出现，甚至于呢，这些在场的这些佛菩萨们衣服上都有花来装饰，而且跟着地藏菩萨来的这些人呢，手上都有两颗宝珠，就出现了，所以那样子，而且这宝珠呢放很大的光明，那个现象出现的时候呢，在场的人就觉得非常的惊讶，到底怎么回事？什么事情发生了？这个时候，这时候佛就讲说，有一尊地藏菩萨，他从这边经过，他要来礼拜我。
Now let's talk about this Ten-Wheeled Sutra. In the introduction chapter of the sutra, it talks about how this sutra, why the Buddha started to talking about the sutra. The event that caused the Buddha talk about the sutra was that when Buddha was talking to a whole host of a great practitioner, the Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, Arhats, ordinary Sanghas, they all different type of Sangha beings. They all together, the Buddha was talking to them about this particular sutra called Yue Zhang. When the Buddha was finished talking about this particular sutra, at the moment when he was finished, Earth Star Bodhisattva came to pay his respect. Along, he brought with him many, many of other great practitioners with him to pay respect to the Buddha. And when this happened, the whole environment, the whole world changed to this really great, this wonderful, wondrous magic moment happened, that the great perfume clouds gathered together, the great flowers, auspicious flowers, clouds gathered together. This whole environment was completely magical. Magical happened that each practitioner will be the magical moment that they will hold on each of their palms this great jewel. This is this auspicious moment that revealed in front of them. So everybody at the assembly was really surprised and wanted to know what really happened. And then Buddha told them, oh, this magical moment happened because Astor Bodhisattva came with his followers to pay respect to me.
我要问的是，我们出现的时候都有什么声音？很沉重的脚步声，对吧？你们出现的时候有没有这么赞叹的声音？有吗？我今天想说，哎呀，我从楼上下来，就听到那个楼梯嘣嘣嘣嘣的声音下来而已，没有多这么多的声音。所以啊，你看他在当这个经文在描述地藏菩萨出现的时候，你就知道地藏菩萨累生累劫做了多大的功德，做了多大的修行，利益多大的众生，所以他出现的时候有这么大的阵仗， 这么不可思议的现象出现。
So, compared to ourselves, when we show up somewhere, all we heard is our footsteps pounding on the earth, like on the floor. And like this morning when I came down, I heard my footsteps pounding on the stairs. So, you know, there is no comparison. You know, we really, really have to cultivate, you know, greatly. You know, this kind of great bodhisattva, because of their great merits, when they show up, the world changed in a really a great magical moment.
所以经文就描述说，这个佛就跟这些在场的这些人讲说，他说啊，有一尊菩萨叫地藏菩萨，他在无量无数的大劫的时候，在五浊二世，甚至在无佛的世界，没有佛出现的世界的时候，他能够成熟一切的有情众生。
So, the Buddha respond to the assembly by telling them this earthly bodhisattva, in numerous Buddha times, or even the times that with no Buddhas, he has already delivered numerous and numerous sentient beings from all sorts of unwholesome environments.
大家有没有感觉到，它是无量无数的大劫？那个什么叫大劫？是非常非常不可思议的长的时间叫大劫。另外是五浊二世，你们知道什么叫五浊二世吗？知道吗？知道五浊二世。然后另外是无佛的时代，而且呢，成熟的不只是人哦，六道的一切众生。你看，发了这么大的愿呢？请问你有没有发过这么样的愿呢？
So, Buddha said that this earthly Buddha had made a vow for numerous and numerous great kalpas in five Tathagata and the evil worlds, and even in the time during the world that with no Buddha, he had made a vow to deliver all sorts of innumerable sentient beings. And compared to that, do you yourself have made any kind of vows like that?
所以因为这样，这尊菩萨发了这么大的愿，所以他有无数无量不可思议的殊胜功德，能够庄严他所出现的藏前。
Because of these great, great vows that he had made and practiced accordingly, he has accumulated innumerous virtues.Therefore, when a great bodhisattva like him show up, the whole world transformed according to the merits that he has accumulated.
所以像现在当下我们这个时候，我们就是一个无佛的时代，对吗？好，也是一个五浊二世的时代嘛，哈。所以我们对跟地藏菩萨是很有缘的。
In this world, right now, it is the world that.There is no Buddha dwelling here. And even that, we are able to practice this particular method shows that we really have a very good affinity with this particular bodhisattva.
好，这边下面我们谈谈说地藏菩萨到底发了怎么样的殊胜的功德。
Next, I want to talk to you about what kind of great merits this earthly bodhisattva has accumulated.
在经文里面有六十种方法来描述地藏菩萨的殊胜功德。那我提出几个来大家看，再来听一下。他说，对于这个好像哦，就是你没有找到正确的方向，我们叫失道，道路的道。失道的话，他说地藏菩萨的这个法门呢，就好像是一盏明灯一样，如火炬，像是明灯一样。那就好像说你没有脚的人，地藏菩萨的法门就好像有车子一样，让你有办法有从乘坐车子。像有身体有疾病的人，地藏菩萨的法门就好像良医一样，医生一样。
In the sutra, it mentioned 60 total of different kind of great merits if one practices this particular method will accumulate. For example, the first one is if someone is like really lost, doesn't know where to go, and this sutra or this particular method will show you a way, like a light, show you like a lamp showing you the road. Then you know, you can see where to go. The second one is like someone who has no feet, could not walk. Then this practice method will provide you a vehicle to take you to the place you need to go. Or if someone is really ill, then this method will provide you with medicine to cure you.
像我们讲说娑婆世界是一个热脑的环境，热就是很热的热，脑就是脑害的脑，一个竖心旁，脑害的脑。在这个热脑世界里面呢，地藏法门这部经呢，就好像是一个清凉的东西，一个它就如月清凉。好，然后另外谈到说，像我们有很多的烦恼，那这个法门就像一支宝剑一样，智慧宝剑一样，能够帮我们斩断烦恼。他提了非常多非常多的方法，就是因为地藏菩萨发了这么大的愿，所以他出现的时候有这么大的事情成像出现，就是在描述地藏菩萨的殊胜的功德。
It also mentioned that the Saha world that we are living in, it described is like this really heated up with our vexations, really burning our, we're being burned by our vexations. And this particular method will offer you this coolness, this, you know, to quench your thirst or will ease your vexation to cool you down. Like the moon at night is really cool. It brightens you up. And also it's like a wisdom sword will help you, offer you a wisdom sword to cut away your vexation, cut away your obstacles. So in other words, it has all sorts of a different way to help being to become less vexed, gain their wisdom, to be able to really liberate themselves and gain happiness.
所以这些都不是在我们在平常在诵那个地藏经里面听得到，对吗？都不是。OK， 所以十轮经里也特别谈到说，这地藏菩萨非常的慈悲，他修行这么久，其实他的功德，他修行的功德，早就跟佛菩萨一样了。但是他发愿要在无佛的时代，在五浊恶世去度一切的众生，众生度尽方证菩提，就是因为这样发这样的愿，我们可以知道在娑婆世界度众生多么的不容易啊！等一下我们再讲一个故事给大家听。
So, it mentioned, you know, what these merits that we just mentioned, you will not see that in the third sutra we mentioned is the Earth Stall Bodhisattva Sutra. It really illustrates to us, you know, that because of his great vow, because of his great practice, he has accumulated the merit no less than a Buddha. But because of his great vows, he continuously showing up as a bodhisattva for the purpose of helping all sorts of different kind of beings that are suffered, and that needs his help to be free. So because of this, that you can see that his merit is really is the same as the Buddha.
好，释迦牟尼佛有个弟子叫舍利佛，我想你们听过嘛？哈，舍利佛曾经要发大愿行，他说我要发大愿行，我要愿意呢来奉献自己。好，那时候就有一个人，有一个天神，就是要测试这个舍利佛到底发了多大的愿行。他就讲说，他说我的妈妈生病了，需要一个人的眼睛来治病。那舍利佛想说，好啊，那可以啊。他说我可以挖一个眼睛给你，他就把我眼睛挖给他了。他说我不要这个眼睛呢，他把挖了右边眼睛给他，他说我不要这个右边眼睛，我要你左边的眼睛。他就想说哇真不容易，再把左边眼睛挖给他的时候，那个天神变现了，说哇这个这么臭的东西怎么能够入药，一脚就把这个眼睛踩碎了。哇，这个舍利佛法 度众生真难哎。可是这只是测试他的菩提心而已。你要知道，在娑婆世界度众生，众生的业报身呢，真的是不容易度。你就可以知道说，地藏菩萨发了这么大的愿，在娑婆世界，要是在无佛的时代，无佛时代，我们刚刚讲众生善根少啊，信心不具足，在这个时候度众生，这是非常大的愿心。所以这一段我们谈到就是讲谈到地藏菩萨的殊胜的功德。
Now, it is really not easy, for a bodhisattva to deliver sentient beings in the Saha world because the beings are not really have a good faith, good practice. Using an example, happened in Sariputra. Sariputra, there is one time. Sariputra's 发大愿心，
发愿心，对，他希望他只能发大愿心。结果呢，有一个天神要来测试他，就他说我需要一个眼睛来治我妈妈的病，就把右眼挖给他了。
Okay, so example happened to Sariputra. So there is a heavenly being testing Sariputra his vows, show up in front of him as an ordinary sentient beings, asking Sariputra, "Oh, my mother is very ill."She needs your right eyes, so that you know she can get healed. I need your right eyes. So Sariputra then say, "Okay, I'll take." He took his right eye and gave it to him. And then this heavenly being say, "No. Actually, it's the left eye. I need the left eye." So then Sariputra took his left eye. And then.This heavenly being said, no, not even left eye. So he put a left eye on the ground and then stabbed it and then just scratched it. And then Sariputra just felt, you know, very difficult to really, you know, help sentient beings. Upon that moment, the heavenly beings reveal himself and just to, you know, to show Sariputra, you know, and to testing his vows.
所以这段呢，我们就要学习菩萨的愿心了。我们听懂了，就要学习菩萨发愿心，发愿心。好，好，接着我们来看第二个部分。前面的部分讲谈到地藏菩萨的殊胜的功德，第二部分呢，在这个佛经上谈到重点，第二个是地藏菩萨要怎么样来度有情众生。
Second point we want to talk about is how this particular Bodhisattva deliver sentient beings.
好，这边谈到呢，地藏菩萨呢，就是说，刚开始的时候，就是地藏菩萨出现的时候，有这么大的阵仗出现的时候呢，旁边的这些在场的这些人就是不可相信说，为什么他有这么大的功德？地藏菩萨虽然，佛虽然描述地藏菩萨的功德，他还是不生信，他就跟佛讲说，好佛啊，你要真的告诉我们，到底地藏菩萨有什么样的功德？然后佛就讲说，他说，你不要再说，你要知道这个地藏菩萨他的功德非常的殊胜，一切的世间天人大众都没有办法测量他的道有多深，没办法测量他的多深。他说世间道众你可能会因为我说了而不相信，因为实在是非常的殊胜。
Now the assembly really having doubts how great this particular Bodhisattva's merits is.So asked Buddha to describe for them. Buddha then said, there is no way that his great marriage can be described, or even if I describe it, no heavenly beings or sentient beings or beings would believe what I said because it's so great.
后来他一再请求之后，佛就讲了，他说这个地藏菩萨呀，他为了要成熟一切有情众生的时候，他在所有的佛国世界都安住在不同的佛国世界里面，在佛国世界里面他安住的地方呢，一切的过患全部远离，过患，所有的患，过患。
So then they really really you know insist that the Buddha describe. So the Buddha saidThis particular Bodhisattva, he, to deliver all beings, He has transformed himself so to be in all worlds, will dwell in all worlds, and will in those worlds will deliver all beings.
他说好，他主要是说这个，他说这个地藏菩萨呢，他每一天早上，每一早晨一早上起来的时候呢，为了要成熟有情众生呢，他就进入身定当中，定当中，他就从定一起来的时候呢，他就骗到十方的国度里面去，成熟一切的有情众生，而且他所到之处，一切众生都能够利益安乐。
So this transformation of the transformation of this particular Buddha, every morning he will dwell in deep samadhi. In this deep samadhi, he will then go into ten different Buddha will go into Buddha land in 10 directions, and then deliver all beings.
所以在佛经里面描述非常多的他的定的状态，非常多定的状态。好，就是讲地藏菩萨其实在从真定当中起来的时候，其实他是应该说定中产生的慧，智慧的慧，定中发慧之后，到不同的佛国净土去度一切的众生，用各种法门度一切众生。
So the sutra mentioned a lot about the samadhi state that this particular Buddha entered, and while simultaneously arising the wisdom, the function of the wisdom, and using this wisdom, the function of wisdom to deliver all beings.
那这边描述说他到不同的佛国净土去承受众生的时候，用了几个名词，他说发起所谓大悲心、坚固心、难坏心、勇猛心、精进心，这么大的誓愿力，他说所以他能够在一日一夜或是一时顷，就是一吃饭的一段当中能够度，他用一个名词叫百无量百千俱胝挪由他的诸有情，那个是非常无数多的有情众生，就是因为他的大愿力、大信心。
He also mentioned that in the time between a day and night, or the time of finishing one meal, in that short amount of time, this particular bodhisattva has transformed in numerous different transformation bodies, and then entering numerous countless different asamkhaya worlds to deliver all beings.
我们就要问说，为什么？当然说，我们知道他的大愿心，可是为什么他能够在一时顷，或是一日，就是一个日夜这样子，能够度这么多众生？主要是因为他在所有的佛国净土，在所有的佛面前都发这样的愿：我要在无佛的时代，在五浊恶世，甚至有情种有所有的因缘的时候，我要度一切的众生。这么大的愿力，让他有承受这么大的力量出来的时候，他有这办法在这么短等的时间，甚至是化身。千百亿化身到不同的地方去度无量的众生。
The reason he could do what he is, he could do all that, you know, at one day period of time, or in a meal, in a time for one meal, that he could transform into numerous transformation bodies and entering numerous countless.Asankhaya world and deliver all beings, that is because he had made the vows to do all those things.
我们谈到那个化身千百亿，我不晓得大家有在诵地藏经吗？就是我们每个月不都有诵地藏经吗？地藏经开始描述的讲就是说，他说他在那个佛在刀立天宫为母说法的时候，他说那个时候有百千万亿不可思不可议不可量不可说无量阿僧祇世界的所有地狱处分身地藏菩萨都来到忉利天宫，有这句话吗？有吗 ？OK， 所以你知道说地藏菩萨他就是有化身千百亿化身到不可思议不可议的那么多地方，就是因为这样的化身才有办法成就这么大的愿心。
Where did we see that this particular bodhisattva could transform different transformation bodies? In entering numerous Samkhya world, it mentioned in the Astral Bodhisattva original vow.
好，所以他这边经文除了地藏菩萨化这么多身之外，重点就是要如一切众生所求。所以你要修行地藏法门的时候，只要发真心，而且相信地藏菩萨，求他一切如愿所求。那我们来谈谈什么叫如愿所求。
Talk all about this. The key point is that this particular Bodhisattva, if you seek his help.He will, based on his original vow, come and help you. Now let's talk about this so-called fulfilling one's vow to deliver sentient beings.
好，这个如愿所求其实有两个层次哈。第一个层次就是什么？第一个就是你当然要依照地藏菩萨的经文告诉你的描述的方式去实行这样的法门去修持。那你修持地藏法门，慢慢你自己的恶业会减少嘛？很多事情就会其实。靠自己的力量也可以，这是一个。第二个是说，地藏菩萨的经典里面告诉很多的因果的道理，因果因缘的道理。你懂了这个因缘因果道理之后呢，其实我们做有一些所求的时候，你不会做无理的要求。哎，那这个其实这样的两个看起来你就知道说，其实这个很像什么？很像啊、普门，很像那个普贤菩萨的恒顺众生。
No.When we talk about, you know, if you are in trouble, you seek this particular Bodhisattva's help and he'll come and help you. There's this term called how to seek according to this particular method of practice. Now, there are two aspects. First, you have to really cultivating this method according to what the sutra mentioned, all the steps. The second one is,You have to really understand causes and effect, the principle of cause and effect. You can't ask something not according to this principle.
我不晓得你们有没有人在买乐透，有没有？就说地藏菩萨，我要希望我的乐透能够中奖。请问这个可不可以求得到？这个是不是因缘因果的问题？
For example, you know this lottery, right?You seek this particular Bodhisattva and say, hey, please help me win the lottery. It's not going to happen because it's not according to the principle of cause and effect, right?
好，那在这个经典里面，这边也谈到说，一切众生，假如说他有十恶业、哦、贪嗔痴啊等等等等不这些不善业的时候，你要是能够自心的礼诵地藏菩萨的摩诃萨的名号，一切烦恼。业障都能够消除，而且那个远离十恶，成就十善，然后我们个起慈悲心，像这个就是一个很好的例子。
Also, we talk about if you recite this, the name of this particular Bodhisattva, then with the recitation, the power, it will help you avoid from all sorts of dangers.situation or vexed situation.
好，第三个部分我们谈到说地藏菩萨所谓的寻声救苦的部分。
Now, the third part, we're going to talk about how this particular Bodhisattva, by hearing the seeking, calling him to get help, that he will respond to all the beings calling.
在大家在诵的经里面，有哪一部经，这个菩萨可以示现很多很多的分身，救生众生？观世音菩萨对吗？你们知道观世音菩萨有多少化身吗？
千百亿化
身。OK， 在经本谈到有至少提到有32到33化身，对吗？应化身对。
Well, there is another similar type of practice method that you heard by.Calling the name of the particular Bodhisattva, you will get help. It happened in the Avalokiteshvara's Bodhisattva's the chapter of Universal Gate. It also in this Universal Gate chapter, it mentioned if beings calling on me, I will come following the sound of the calling and deliver sentient beings. So this one that we're going to talk about is similar to that chapter. So, you know, the Avalokiteshvara can transfer how many different transformations? Thousands and thousands, right? Thousands and thousands of transformation bodies. So go to different parts of the world to help sentient beings.
好，这边谈到说，地藏菩萨度化众生的方式，就形成就分成两类。第一类就是帮助众生呢，消除种种的灾难跟障碍，这是第一个，消除障碍。第二个呢，就帮助众生得到善果的利益。那这个呢，我们可以举例看看，比如说世界有灾难的时候，刚开始的时候，我们会帮助众生做什么？比如说水灾来的时候，我们帮他清扫家园，是吧？比如说生病的时候，我们会做医疗。这是第一步，就是远离的一切灾难跟障碍。进一步的时候呢，我们就要给他佛法咯，给他佛法，知道什么叫做善，什么叫做恶。这些依报环境的一切恶业都是因为念头所起的。所以这要记得，就要给他一份，就是给他佛法。这个部分就是让众生得到善果的利益。所以这个其实就是像黄果山在做赈灾，也都是这样的做法，就是两个步骤。第一个步骤让他们消除一切的灾难，第二个部分就是得到善果的利益。
Now this particular way of delivering sentient beings has two aspects. First is to help beings to deal with their obstacles that they are facing right now, to remove their obstacles. For example, if someone has suffered from drought or suffered from flood, then you help them to clear out their homes, to help them to so that they could go back, have a new home, settle their livings in a better conditions. Or someone who's sick, you help them cure their illness. This is the first aspect. The second aspect is once you take care of their immediate obstacles, the sufferings, then you teach them Buddha Dharma. You teach them Buddha Dharma for the purpose of they know what is unwholesome and wholesome deeds and practice so that they have a correct views to help them deal with their obstacles. And that's also the way that Dharma Drum Mountain follows. That is also how we follow, the Dharma Drum group follow to deliver sentient beings.
好，那我们就要讲说地藏菩萨怎么知道你有苦难
？Now, the question is how does this Earth Star Bodhisattva know that you are suffering?
他怎么会知道？我请问大家，他怎么会知道你有苦难？好，你现在有苦难吗？有吗？有苦难？
苦难
？Vexation, suffering. 有，怎么会知道？我们一定要讲嘛，对吗？是不是我们一定要说出来嘛？不然他怎么能够猜得到？所以用什么法门跟地藏菩萨沟通？就是要称念地藏菩萨的名号嘛，你要念他的名号嘛，然后你要礼拜嘛，然后我们要诵经嘛，不是这样子吗？所以这些都是他的法门呐、啊，就是你透过念持地藏菩萨的名号啊，然后我们拜透过忏悔啊，我们透过诵经啊，供养地藏菩萨，让他知道你有苦难嘛。所以这就是他的，就这是方法，这些就是方法。
How? You by calling his name, reciting, you know, the sutra, and you pay respect to him, you make great offerings to this particular Buddha. By doing that, you are telling this particular Bodhisattva that you really are suffering. You need his help.
所以在经典，他在描述众生有很多很多很多的苦难的时候，各种苦难。最重一句话讲说，他说水所在处，他说只要地藏菩萨有在的地方，入诸有情，这所有的有情众生呢，还有种种的需求、苦难啊、忧苦啊、逼迫啊，只要能够自心的称念地藏菩萨的名号，而且呢归敬供养地藏菩萨摩诃萨，一切所求都能够如愿，而且远离忧愁，然后呢最后也是能够安置，让你能够升天，甚至到入涅槃。
So this method is actually describing in one paragraph. It says, at all places, if sentient beings seeking all kinds of sentient beings, seeking from getting helps of all sorts of vexations that they are experiencing right now. And if they can sincerely calling the names or reciting the sutra, and show respect to this particular, and make offerings to this particular bodhisattva, then all beings can seek according to this method, then they will be able to away from their sufferings and be able to enter into the state, be it to the heavenly beings, or eventually enter nirvana.
这边谈到非常多的众生的状态，比如说饥饿，比如说没有衣服穿，比如说你缺少怎么东西，甚至缺少医药等等，这些状态的时候，只要你称颂地藏菩萨的名号，供养地藏菩萨的时候，一切就都能够解脱。他描述非常多众生的状态的时候，透过这样的描述告诉大家说，只要你心有所求，好好的祈求地藏菩萨，称谢地藏菩萨的名号，就有办法得到你所求些水。
The sutra illustrates all sorts of obstacles, sufferings that the beings are experienced. And the key point is, all these, be it like illnesses, your separation with the loved ones, really all kinds of obstacles, if you sincerely cultivating this method, then you will be delivered from all these obstacles.
甚至谈到就是说，要是有人他是犯了罪了，被囚禁的时候，甚至被鞭打的时候，他说等等，你要能够称颂地藏菩萨的名号的时候，他都能够免离囚职、鞭打、加害，甚至让他能够知道升天，然后涅槃。那这个部分，我想我们往下再继续再延伸来说一下。
Using an example, if someone who's in, you know, committed a crime and now in jail. Even in that situation, if someone practiced this method, calling the name of this particular Buddha, then if this someone who is really wrongly put into jail, then eventually it will be reverted. Or if someone really committed the crime, then they will, you know, with this practice will help them deal with the situation and eventually settle their mind, be able to know practice, how to practice, eventually will enter to the heavenly beings and or even to the entering nirvana.
好，那大家会觉得说，哇，那就没有天理喽！这个人犯了罪了，求求念地藏菩萨的名号，他竟然能够都没有灾难吗？好，我们从这个地方呢，我们来分享，他有几个角度。第一个是，假如这个人是冤狱。 就是他是被冤枉的，好被冤枉的，那也有可能被抓去关，对吗？总是有发生这样的事情的时候，假如这时候你在被判刑的，没有办法脱身的时候，念地藏菩萨的名号，他可以让他洗刷清白。So,
does that mean that you know if you just recite the Buddha's name, then everything whatever you did, you know, it will be just wiped out? Let's talk about it. First kind is, if you put in jail wrongly, then by practicing or reciting this Buddha's name, Bodhisattva's name, then it will eventually, the truth will reveal, then you will be washed away all these wrongly put in on you, the crimes.
那第二个是你真的犯了罪了，真的犯了罪的时候。 你称颂地藏菩萨的名号的时候，自己知道这是我自己错，做错，这是因缘因果的问题。这样的时候，其实你就可以当下接受，这时候心就不会那么苦了。这是第二个。Second
kind is if you really committed a crime that you know now you are put in jail and serve your sentence, then if you practice this method or reciting this author Bodhisattva's name, then you understand the principle of cause and effect. Then even though physically you are serving the sentence, but mentally you are not suffering because you understand the principle of cause and effect. So you willingly to take responsibility and serve the sentence.
或是说本来你要判的是重刑重罪，可是这个法官呢看到你真诚的悔改，可能判你是轻的罪，有可能是这样子。
The third kind is maybe originally you really are being, you know, the final outcome is you're going to serve really heavy crimes. But because of you sincerely repent what you have done, sometimes the judge will give you a lighter sentence to serve.
好，这段的描述说，我们有很多很多的病痛，身体状况的时候，我们称颂地藏菩萨的名号，可以让我们远离这些病痛。这段呢，就很像我们在《观世音菩萨普门品》里面的一段，非常的相似。我这边稍微念一下，不过讲你就稍微简单翻译就好了。讲说，又有持观世音菩萨的名号的，摄入大火，火不能烧，记得吗？好、哦，就是菩萨威神力故，摄入大水，大水所飘，称的名号就能够到浅处。百千万众生为求金银琉璃，砗磲玛瑙，称诸琥珀，入于大海。假使黑风吹起船风，飘堕罗刹鬼国，有记得这段吗？就这一章就。另外还有说，铃铛被害的时候，称观世音菩萨的时候，彼所执刀杖，寻断断坏，有吗 ？OK。还有就是说，三千大千国度满众夜叉欲来恼人，称观世音菩萨名号的时候，诸恶鬼尚不能以恶眼视之，况复加害。还有若有罪，若无罪，扭卸枷锁，显系其身。称观世音菩萨名号，皆悉断坏，皆得解脱。你看，佛这些菩萨们都发同样的愿。你看，两个菩萨都一样，其实都是一样的愿心。
So, compared to the universal gate chapter of Avatamsaka Sutra, Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, it mentioned that all sorts of ways that if you recite the Avalokiteshvara's name, Bodhisattva's name, you will really be delivered from all sorts of calamities, obstacles, and vexations. So it's pretty similar compared to that, what this particular earth door bodhisattva's vow can help you with.
所以从上面一直讲到这个地方的时候，后来佛就讲，佛就说，佛就再讲一次，他说这个，他说这尊菩萨呀，他发的修的定力，生定力，而且威神力呢，所以能够让他在一时起或是一日夜当中，能够到各个地方度化这么多的众生。他说，而且他是化千百亿的化身，在这边提到了他的化身有至少写出来有42化身，这是化身除了刚刚我们知道观世音菩萨33应化身都在这个人世间有名号之外，他的化身还有到地狱道去的，甚至是天龙八部的，好，而且是不同的轨道的这样 的化身。所以你知道说地藏菩萨他除了跟我们娑婆世界众生，最好是跟轨道众生有非常大的因缘，尤其是要是我们造了业报到了恶鬼道去的时候，地藏菩萨称上地藏菩萨名号，还是有办法可以救赎。
Earlier we talked about this earth-star bodhisattva could transform into all different kind of body of transformation and entering all sorts of different worlds to deliver sentient beings. And so this bodhisattva not only deliver sentient beings in this world, and not deliver sentient beings in the human forms, also deliver sentient beings in the hell realm, all the ghosts, all sorts of beings, he all vowed to deliver them.
好，最后再谈到，就佛讲说，他说假如，他就说这个地藏菩萨的功德，他说呢，假如说他有人在弥勒菩萨、文殊菩萨、观世音菩萨、普贤菩萨而为上，他说有人，假设有人为上首的话，其实这些称颂、这些赞叹、这些菩萨们的这些功德，还不如你一念起、一时起，能够来称命、称念、赞颂、礼拜、供养地藏菩萨的功德，因为地藏菩萨功德其实是真的非常的大，比刚刚提到那些菩萨们都大。
To illustrate how great the merit of someone practice or reciting or just do all kinds of practice in this method, Buddha said, if you make offerings to Avalokiteshvara, Samantabhadra, all those great bodhisattvas, your merits is not equal to someone simply in the one meal time sincerely make recite this particular earth store bodhisattvas or recite the sutra, prostrating, making offerings, is not as great as doing that.
所以不可思议是只要称颂地藏菩萨的名号的话就可以让我们的善根不退善根不退我们刚刚讲善根就是我们的十善轮就这样不断的旋转善根不退最后他可以帮助我们到成佛到自涅槃涅槃不是往生哦涅槃就是成佛
So you, now you know how great a merit, the kind of merit you could accumulate by practicing this particular method. Because by practicing this method, your virtuous roots will not regret. And you will continue be in the situation you could practice further until the point you reach Buddhahood. Or entering nirvana. Now, entering the nirvana means is equal to attaining Buddhahood.
Okay, 好，我不晓得大家对《地藏经》还有没有点记忆哈。《地藏经》讲到最后的时候呢，因为地藏菩萨在他发了非常大的愿望愿力，所以最后呢，最后的时候，释迦牟尼佛再跟地藏菩萨叮咛，他说：“我今天叮咛你哈，以天人众，富足于汝。”我念一下这经，你听一下。 他说：“未来之世，若有天人及善男子、善女人，于佛法中种少善根，纵使是一毛、一尘、一根毛，或是一个灰尘、一沙、一地，如以倒立，永护世人，见修无上，勿令退失。”你还记得这段文字吗？所以地藏菩萨答应了。所以你要知道说，我们只要有少许的善根，你来持诵修行地藏法门的时候，地藏菩萨的愿力就可以帮我们转成善。
In the chapter, Buddha urged earth store bodhisattva that he will help sentient beings in the future lifetimes, be it in the heavenly beings, virtuous men and women, when they cultivating Buddha Dharma. Even for just have very little virtuous roots, such as like a one hair, one dust, a small virtuous root as one hair, one dust, one little water, you will help this person to eventually achieve Buddhahood.
地藏菩萨答应了，所以这是地藏菩萨的愿力。
And then Erstor Buddha said, yes, Buddha, I promise, I will do that. So that is how great this Bodhisattva's vow is.
Okay, 所以今天我们把这个十轮经讲到这个地方，我们回来看看，十轮经总共讲了三个大部分。一个部分讲说地藏菩萨的功德，它非常非常大的功德，所以它出现的时候有办法让整个它出现的样完全不一样，这是一个。第二个是发愿要度一切的有情众生，六道的一些众生。
Now let's make a conclusion what we have covered. First, we covered about the great merits of Earth Store Bodhisattva. And the second one is his great vows, vow to deliver sentient beings in all six realms. The third one is that this Earth Store Bodhisattva will following the calling of all suffering beings and be there to help them away from the suffering conditions. And eventually will help them reach nirvana.
好，那我们要回来，在刚开始的时候，我跟大家谈到说，为什么我们在修净土法门的时候，我们要修地藏法门，对吗？我刚刚提到这个问题，我们再来谈一下这个地方。
Earlier we mentioned that lots of many of very great masters of Pure Land school also emphasizing this particular sutra, reciting this particular sutra. Now I want to talk a little bit more about that.
这篇文章主要是弘一大师他谈出来的。弘一大师大家知道，弘一大师是非常有名的律宗律师，持例非常严谨的。那他也弘扬净土法门，然后他也谈到地藏经地藏法门。
In this particular article written by the great master or Master Hong Yi, it really emphasized practitioners of the type of school that he follows is this has to do with Vinaya, cultivating Vinaya, very strict Vinaya practice. He also emphasizing it's important to recite this Earth Store Sutra.
弘一大师提出五个观点。第一个观点讲什么？他说这个净土中的一些大师，比如说莲池大师，明朝的莲池大师，他是八祖嘛，另外他谈到说八祖莲池大师，然后也谈到那个九祖偶遇大师，这是明朝的。其实净土宗他们的法脉没有那么连贯了，只是八祖弘莲池大师、九祖偶遇大师，还有谈到印光大师，他们本身都是念佛法门，但是他们都非常的推崇地藏法门，要大家除了修净土法门之外，要修地藏法门，这是一个。
First, in this chapter, he mentioned within the Pure Land School.The eighth patriarch of Pure Land School by the name of Master Lian Chi and the ninth patriarch of Pure Land, Master O Yi, as well as Master Yin Guang, these three great masters of Pure Land School, they all encourage their disciples.To not only recite Buddha's names, also recite this particular sutra.
另外，我们谈到的地藏法门不是有三经吗？我们谈到这三经。这三经虽然没有特别谈到所谓的往生净土这样的名号，但是我们提出几段经文谈到这个地方，像在《十轮经》谈到当生净佛国，导师之所居，就是希望我们能够进到佛，能够生佛国净土。
Even though the three sutras that are mentioned in this Earth Store Bodhisattva's method of practice did not mention anything of going to, reborn in the Buddha's Pure Land. However, in the Ten Wheeled Sutra, there is a phrase saying,at this lifetime, that I will be born in the pure land of the Buddha world. And the 导师是指这个地藏，
就是佛。
And then in this pure land world, there is a Buddha dwelling in it.
好，另外就是《赞察经》，我们前面讲《赞察经》，《赞察经》讲说，若有人呢、想要生在他方的佛国净土里面的时候呢，应该随着这个佛的名号要称颂那尊佛的名号，这样的，而且一心不乱的话，就能够生到佛国净土。这句话不就是像我们平常在念阿弥陀佛的名号一样吗？对不对？甚至于观世音菩萨的名号，甚至药师佛的名号一样的，经文就谈到这么详细。你要到哪一座佛国净土，就是称颂那个佛的名号。
In the Sutra of Investigating Good and Evil Karmic Obstruction, there is a phrase. In this phrase, it says that if one wish to be reborn to a pure land that has Buddha dwell in the world, then that person needs to one mind, one heartedly recite that particular Buddha's name.Isn't this similar to what we see in the Pure Land Sutras? that tells us to recite Buddha's name, then by reciting that Buddha's name, we will be reborn to that Buddha's land.
好，第三个是净土有三经哦，就是《阿弥陀经》、《无量寿经》、《观无量寿经》，对吗？好，尤其这样强调那个《观无量寿经》，他讲说要生净土，要修所谓的净业三福，你们听过吗？首要的第一个就是要孝养父母，孝养父母，孝顺父母。而《地藏经》，我们就是《地藏经》是一个孝经，哎，它的精神是完全相同的。
Third point is that there also are three sutras that for a Pure Land practitioner that are very important for the Pure Land schools. One of the sutra is called Contemplating Endless Lifetime Buddha.In this particular sutra, it talks about piety, how people who are very pious toward their parents, and there's all sorts of merits accumulated accordingly. And this is also true in the Erstal Bodhisattva Sutra. Sometimes we call that sutra a sutra of piety in the Buddha, in Buddhism.
好，第四个就是印光大师要，就是大家教人家持名念佛，求生西方嘛，哈。他就劝人家要，劝人家要深信因果，诸恶莫作，众善奉行。哎呀，这不就是《地藏经》所讲的吗？完全是一样的。
Fourth, it says that Master 印光 encouraged people who are reciting Buddha's name, seeking for.Rebirth in the Western Pure Land, the person must firmly believe the cause and effect principle. In other words, avoid from committing any kind of unvirtuous deeds and cultivating all kinds of virtuous deeds. Isn't that also mentioned in the Erstal Sutra?
好，第五个讲说，我们都希望能够修净业的时候呢，假如在我们在这个现实的当下环境里面有苦难的时候，或是有快乐不快乐顺利环境的时候，我们都一切放下无所挂碍的时候，这样的话其实你要证到佛国净土很简单。可是当你有困难的时候，我们可以透过修地藏法门让我们的身心能够安住，其实也就是一个方法了。
The fifth point that mentioned in this chapter, it says thatWhen a person practice Pure Land, if they face all kinds of difficulties, calamities, obstacles, one should recite Buddha's name. By doing that, it will help to reduce the karmic obstructions, and the person will be able to continue.Move forward with their practice.
好，所以菩萨们，你们在很多菩萨都修净土法门的。弘一大师的这些话，能不能让你也可以修地藏法门呢？可以吗？是吗
？So let me ask all those people who practice Pure Land School. Those words that Master 弘一 mentioned that this you should do.Will that practice the Erstal Bodhisattva's method help you as well?
Okay. 所以不要说我们来诵地藏经的时候心里起烦恼，说我都不是修地藏法门了，为什么要来诵地藏经？所以其实都是佛菩萨发的愿心一样的，其实都是帮助我们当下。其实第一个，我们念佛的时候念心安定，在有苦痛苦障碍的时候求佛菩萨来帮忙，那我们最后往生的时候至少来生能够到净土去，这就是我们念佛 的用意，不是吗？对，我们要信靠佛菩萨的力量。
So don't be vexed when you recite this Erstal Bodhisattva Sutra by saying that, you know, oh, this is not a Pure Land school practice. Actually, it is. Also, the words of the Buddha, you also pay respect and practice accordingly.What's going to help you is first to settle your mind. And with a calm and settled mind, you'll be able to cultivate and practice better.
我要问菩萨们，两个礼拜来我要讲药师讲地藏法门的时候，你会发现跟你前原来对地藏法门的观点完全不同吗？有吗？没有感觉？有，我们以前都对地藏经是度亡的，所以都在七月份的时候送他，平常的时候还告诉法师在家里不能送地藏经。
I want to ask you, we've been talking about this particular method for 2 weeks. Have I changed some of your incorrect views about this method of practice?
至少我们前面讲的这两部经，占财三个业报经跟十度经，在超度谁啊？超度生者哎，不是超度亡者哎。地藏法门发的愿，它不是只为了地藏，不是为了只是地狱众生呢。是我们这个生者他还发愿让我们能够到涅槃呢。涅槃要怎么走？从现身到来生，无尽的来生，最后能够入涅槃。你看佛菩萨发的愿是这样的愿，我们都误解他了，对吗？ 对。
If not anything, I hope I have conveyed the idea to you that this particular method of practice is not only deal with the deceased, it's actually benefiting the livingsBecause the two sutras, the Ten Will Sutra and the Investigation of Good and Evil Karmic Obstructions Sutra, it particularly mentioned how the livings can use these methods to benefit themselves.
好，今天我们讲到这个地方，我们还有一部经哦，下次有应用我们再说咯。哦，阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。